Nome Superior Court Judge Timothy Dooley will go before a Judicial Oversight Committee on Thursday for a disciplinary hearing. Dooley is facing multiple charges of professional misconduct. In May, the Alaska Commission on Judicial Conduct cited Dooley for 6 alleged violations. Marla Greenstein is executive director of the commission.
We issued a complaint, which is a list of formal charges of violations of the Alaska Code of Judicial Conduct by statements the judge made in various court proceedings.
In the charging document, the commission highlighted 5 statements Dooley made in court that showed, quote, insensitivity to the victims and witnesses. The document also identified an incident where Dooley allegedly bargained with a defendant, essentially exchanging a sentence for a no-contest plea. All 6 incidents occurred between May of 2013, when Dooley first assumed his position in Nome after appointment by former Governor Sean Parnell, and September of last year. They came to light after the commission received several anonymous complaints. Dooley responded to the allegations in June when his attorney, William Satterberg Jr., submitted an answer to the commission's complaint. In the response, Dooley acknowledged having made the statements in question, but denied violating any standards of conduct. He also requested the hearing take place in Nome. While Dooley's request was considered, Greenstein says state budget constraints made a Nome hearing unrealistic. Instead, the disciplinary hearing will take place at the Nesbitt Courthouse in Anchorage. Greenstein says the commission, made up of 3 judges, 3 lawyers, and 3 members of the public, will review court audio and hear testimony from Dooley.
The commission chair will basically preside, and then the other commission members will typically sit in the jury box and have the ability to ask questions of witnesses, and then they will deliberate.
That deliberation will determine whether or not Dooley's statements and behavior violated the judicial code of conduct. If the charges are found to be unsupported, Greenstein says the complaint will be dismissed. But if the charges are found to be true, in total or in part, the commission can recommend that Dooley be publicly censored, suspended, or removed from office. Greenstein says permanent removal is very rare. If any sanctions are recommended, they'll go before the Alaska Supreme Court, which is responsible for enforcing any penalties. Dooley's hearing is scheduled for 9 o'clock Thursday morning. Although it's taking place in Anchorage, the commission says there will be an audio broadcast available at the Nome Courthouse.